We'll end the programme today with Brexit ringing in our ears. Let's look back at the journey the UK has taken to get to where we are today.
I will go to Parliament and propose that the British people decide our future in Europe through an in-out referendum on Thursday, the 23rd of June. The choice is in your hands.
The total number of votes cast in favour of Remain was 16,141,241. In favour of Leave, 17,410,742. This means that the UK has voted to leave the European Union.
The British people have voted to leave the European Union, and their will must be respected. We must now prepare for a negotiation with the European Union. The British people have made a very clear decision to take a different path. And as such, I think the country requires fresh leadership to take it in this direction. I will do everything I can as Prime Minister to steady the ship
over the coming weeks and months.
But I do not think it would be right for me to try to be the captain that steers our country to its next destination.
Tell me, Nelson, you told people to leave Europe without
people
knowing...
People knew very well without, what they were without, voting for.
No, without knowing whether there would
people
be a soft or
very,
hard border.
People, I wouldn't care what sort of situation I face as long as I'm out of Europe. Because the impositions of Europe, the intrusions of Europe have damaged Northern Ireland down through the years. We are free now.
What British armoured cars and tanks and guns couldn't do in Ireland, 27 member states will not be able to do. So, Theresa, your notion of a border, hard and soft, stick it where the sun doesn't shine, because you're not putting it in Ireland.
We fought a terrorist campaign to stay part of the United Kingdom. And we are not going to allow bureaucrats in Brussels to separate us from the rest of the United Kingdom. There can be no ground given on that. We will not be agreeing to any of these kind of manoeuvres which try to wheedle us into accepting this deal and then live with the consequences sometime in the future.
The DUP do not speak for the people of the North. They misrepresent the views of the people of the North. And collectively, we know that the backstop is the bottom line in this negotiation. It needs to be permanent. It is the only guarantee that we have.
Anyone who wishes to protect Ireland North and South needs to get off their Brexiteer high horse, needs to face reality in the face, and needs to understand that the agreement now, as brokered, is what Brexit looks like. It's not perfectly formed, but this is what it looks like. If I were Arlene Foster, I would wake up, smell the coffee.
You said that even during the Troubles, we didn't have a hard border.
That's right.
Many people remember that differently.
Yes, but it was for completely different reasons, I think you'll accept, Mark. It was for the reasons of security. And even then, terrorists were able to come and go at their pleasure across the border. So even in no circumstances, we weren't able to stop. And of course, at that time, it was to stop Semtex and terrorism. Now we're talking about powdered milk and matters like that.
The collective decision of Cabinet was that the government should agree the draft withdrawal agreement, which is in the best interests of our entire United Kingdom.
The deal on the table is the best option available.
Actually, the terms are so bad.
We aren't taking back control, we are giving it away.
Why do we need to have the backstop?
Is the vote definitely going to happen?
Yes.
The vote is definitely off. Alan Duncan, as a member of the government, what do you say?
Oh.
Five. No, order.
Four.
This sounds and looks like a coup.
Dare I say to Newsnight, coup is the wrong word.
Three.
I will contest that vote with everything I've got.
Two.
The Parliamentary Party does have confidence.
Yeah. One.
I think the deal is doomed.
Not since the war has this House and this Parliament faced
a more important moment.
I've now got to walk back to Parliament with all of this.
My job is not to be a cheerleader for the executive branch.
We accept the deal that the Prime Minister has negotiated.
What we are voting on this week is exactly the same deal we should have voted on in December.
I say we should deliver for the British people and get on with building a brighter future for our country by backing this deal, and I commend this statement to the House.
The ayes to the right, 202. The noes to the left, 432. So the noes have it. The noes have it. Unlock! The government has lost the confidence of this House and this country. I therefore, Mr. Speaker, inform you I have now tabled a motion of no confidence in this government.
The House of Commons has said that they don't want this deal. I want to know what deal the House of Commons really want, because otherwise you cannot make an agreement.
We've got a government that clearly is so divided, it lost the best part of half its own supporters last night. A government that's got those kind of divisions simply can't function.
What she needs to do is, with a high heart, fortified by the massive rejection of the House of Commons, go back to our friends and partners and say, look, we need another way out of this.
Well, she can't carry on with this deal because she knows she'll not get it through the House of Commons. We'll vote against the Labour Party's conference motion. We want to see the Conservative government continuing to deliver on Brexit. We never wanted a change of government. We wanted a change of policy.
I ask members on all sides of the House to listen to the British people who want this issue settled, and to work with the government to do just that. Yeah.